Our visible universe is made of matter, no surprise, or is it? Since 1932, we've known that there is also antimatter when Carl Anderson discovered the positron predicted by Paul Dirac. Every particle of matter has its antiparticle, which, on meeting the matter particle, annihilates it, creating a burst of energy such as gamma rays. Here lies the conceptual problem. The Big Bang that engendered the universe had pure energy from which both matter and antimatter were created in complementary amounts. When matter and antimatter met each other, the result should have been annihilation back into pure energy. But there's a lot of matter left over. There must be some antiparticles that aren't exactly the converse of their particles. New evidence from Ko Abe and 584 international colleagues points to the neutrino, the elusive particle with nearly zero mass and such a weak interaction with other matter that it can penetrate light years of lead before being absorbed. There are three types of neutrinos, each with its own antineutrino, and they can spontaneously change into each other. Yes, weirder yet. Now, with 50,000 tons of ultra-pure water to catch a few, it seems that the change from muon neutrino to electron neutrino is not the same as for the reverse. That hints at leaving a little matter in the large scheme of things. It will take much bigger experiments to provide conclusive evidence. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.